Goodwill is important because we all belong to what the renowned Indian polymath Rabindranath Tagore called one great unity. Goodwill strengthens that unity. Ill will damages it. The Reverend June Boyce Tillman is Professor of Applied Music at the University of Winchester, an extraordinary professor at Northwest University in South Africa. She preaches frequently on goodwill and creates goodwill through her Space for Peace events, which bring people of different faiths together through dialogue and music. She stresses the importance of belonging in creating goodwill.
God made the universe in right relationship, and belonging shows that we are somehow part of a much wider scheme, which includes the natural world, other people, and so on. And we have a world now where belonging is very difficult, where people are often isolated from all sorts of things, from their families. They fall out with their friends and so on. But I think the notion that God intends us to be in right relationship, and we see this in the stories of Jesus trying to bring in the outsiders, the lepers, the tax collectors. So that notion of radical inclusion and how we make people that we marginalise included in some way, I think that's part of God's intention.
But you also believe, don't you, that God actually created the world in right relationships and with everything in the right place. And I suppose that we have been the people who've messed it up.
Well, I think I see the world as a sort of huge cosmic web, and I see God in that web with us. And I see God sometimes thinking, oh dear, I thought I sorted that little bit out, but look, there's a hole created there. Now, what are we going to do about that hole? We're weavers. We're trying to reweave these holes every time we create them.
And you think we are reweaving all the time? You feel positive about this?
Well, I think we need the intention to reweave. I mean, your own work in India, people who travel like you and enter into dialogue with people who are different from us, that is the reweaving. I wouldn't say everybody's doing it. I would say there are destroyers who perhaps have not acquired the intention of, you know, that we hear in the angel's song. But those people of good intention are trying to do that reweaving.
The idea that God created a world with good relations, of course, reminds me in a way of the Garden of Eden. Does the Garden of Eden story, is it a myth which represents that underlying principle as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think the attraction of the garden as such is that it does show the right relationship between human beings and the natural world. It's a wonderful myth in that sense. So the human beings are working with the soil and the earth and the animal world and so on. So it is, in a sense, it's a very good image of how human beings and the natural world can interface in some sort of right relationship.
Of course, the Garden of Eden is also the myth which led to the Christian doctrine of original sin. If we believe in original sin, then surely we believe in some way that we're never going to get this goodwill right.
I don't believe in original sin. I believe in original blessing. And I think that's what Jesus meant when he said the kingdom of heaven is within. We've got to draw on that original knowledge, which is deep inside every human being. In all of us is the image of God. And if we can only get to that, the God-given bits of ourselves, the God within every single person, every single plant, every single animal, if we can get to that, then at least we're doing the reweaving. We have to have hope that we can do the little bit around us. It's that lovely Chinese proverb, it's better to light a small candle than forever to curse the darkness.
Is that hope what you would tell people who say to you as a priest, look, how can I believe in Christmas because it talks all about the message of goodwill and there is so little goodwill?
To have the hope is the beginning of the notion of finding the God within. I think despair and depression is what blots all of that bit out. And then people have to be to find that God on the inside. I think there's a wonderful line from a hymn that I wish I'd written as a hymn writer. I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I often feel that when people say that to me, and they do quite often, you know, how on earth can you believe in God? I mean, with the mess around us now, I think one has to hold on to the Christ light, and that gives us at least the possibility that in our own lives and our relation with the natural world, we can do something. And I think at Christmas, even if it's only once a year that we hear the message of the angels of peace and goodwill, then at least it gives us, even if it's only for a few days, the sense that we might do it. And of course, in these Christmas gatherings, where old scores, old hurts are still there, quite present, and we're forced to be back with people, the notion that we might be able not to solve it, but just for a short amount of time to form a relationship of some kind, or at least have the intention of doing that. Maybe it won't last, but that does not invalidate that God within, because God within can never actually be crushed.